This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the world is not just watching India but is counting on India. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Mr. Modi highlighted that Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey from metro to manufacturing and startups to semiconductors. He said $40 billion have been invested by Japanese companies in India. He highlighted that India is one of the most promising destinations as capital does not just grow, but it multiplies in the country.
जापानी कंपनियों ने भारत में 40 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का निवेश किया है मात्र पिछले दो वर्षों में 13 बिलियन डॉलर का प्राइवेट इन्वेस्टमेंट हुआ है जेबीआईसी कहता है कि भारत सबसे प्रॉमिसिंग डेस्टिनेशन है जेट्रो बताता है कि 80% कंपनियां भारत में एक्सपांड करना चाहते और 75% ऑलरेडी मुनाफे में है यानी इन इंडिया कैपिटल डज नॉट जस्ट ग्रो इट मल्टीप्लाइज
Prime Minister Modi stated that Japan is a tech powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. He added that his government has emphasized on ease of doing business and a single digital window approval system has been arranged for business.
Japan tech powerhouse hai aur Bharat ek talent powerhouse hai. Bharat ne AI, semiconductor, quantum computing, biotech और स्पेस में बोल्ड और एम्बिशियस इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं जापान की टेक्नोलॉजी और भारत का टैलेंट मिलकर इस सदी के टेक रिवॉल्यूशन का नेतृत्व कर सकते हैं
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टुडे इनॉग्रेटेड द न्यूली कंस्ट्रक्टेड ब्रह्मपुत्र विंग ऑफ द राजभवन इन गुवाहाटी फॉलोड बाय ई इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ नेशनल साइबर फोरेंसिक लेबोरेटरी एट गोलाघाट एंड फाउंडेशन स्टोन लेइंग कम इनॉग्रेशन ऑफ वेरियस डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स फॉर द आर्म्ड फोर्सेस यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर सेड The central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system in the country. E-inaugurating the National Cyber Forensic Laboratory, the Home Minister said that cyber security and forensic science are very important for our citizens as it will protect the hard-earned income of citizens as well as the country as a whole. He added that the new National Cyber Forensic Laboratory will work for all the northeastern states. The Bihar government has approved Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. It was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today. Under this scheme, a woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start an occupation of her choice. As the first installment, each selected woman will receive 10,000 rupees to start her chosen employment activity. The process of receiving applications from interested women will begin soon. Today is National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyan Chand. The day is celebrated to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyan Chand's legacy in Indian hockey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. Paying tributes to Indian hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand, Mr. Modi said his legacy continues to inspire generations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the government remains committed to supporting athletes, building infrastructure and making India a global hub for sporting excellence. He said, from grassroots programs that nurture young talent to creating world-class facilities, the country's sporting landscape has undergone a remarkable transformation. Continuous heavy rainfall across several districts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted normal life. In Mopata village, in Chamoli district, two people are reported missing and two others have been injured after being caught in debris triggered by excessive rainfall. A cow shed has been damaged with 15 to 20 animals reportedly trapped. Some families in the same area are also reported to be stranded. The local administration is conducting relief and rescue operations on a war footing. And with that, we end this news bulletin.